Back with you here on the Guy James Show. Welcome back, everybody, and everybody listening on the Head On Radio Network today. So glad to have all of you join us for the program. As promised, you know, we talk about bad news on this program a lot of times, and in fact, most of the times it seems anymore during this Bush administration. But we've got a great story to report to you today, and I know you all remembered. I got so much, so many responses from when we had Joshua Kors from the about his article in the Nation. Nation magazine here, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago. And Joshua let me know yesterday there's an update on the story. And so we invited him on today to fill you in on this. And I'm feeling good about this. Joshua, welcome to the program.
Hey, good to be with you, Guy.
I was so elated to get this correspondence from you yesterday. And I know you've got an update on it. Go ahead and lay down the foundation of what I'll let you do it. What happened and where we're at now.
Sure. Well, my article delved into the story of specialist John Town, who was struck by a rocket in Iraq and lost most of his hearing because of the rocket's explosion. He was given the Purple Heart to honor his wounds, but when it came time to discharge him, the Army decided that his deafness was actually caused by a personality disorder. And discharging him with this pre-existing personality disorder, they never had to pay him disability or medical benefits for the rest of his life. I did some research into this, got me digging, found out that 22,500 soldiers in the last 6 years had been discharged with this personality disorder. Cheating those veterans out of their benefits is saving the military $12.5 billion in disability and medical care. You mentioned good news. Well, the article raised quite an uproar. And
evidently, and I'd like to know, do you have any indications of who, what, when, why, how they got a hold of this or whatever?
Well, I don't know the details just yet. I'm still working on that. But I can tell you this. The VA in Dayton, Ohio, where Specialist Town is from, had denied him benefits for over half a year. In fact, more than denied him, they said on 5 different occasions they had simply lost his paperwork and he'd have to reapply. I think that's a runaround that I'm sure many of the veterans in the audience will be familiar with. I spoke with Representative Bob Filner of San Diego, who is chairman of the House's Veterans Affairs Committee, and days later, the VA called Specialist Town for an emergency appointment, rushed him down to the VA, and is now giving him full medical care.
Oh, my God. What was the representative's name again?
Bob Filner, F-I-L-N-E-R.
Okay.
So that's one part of the puzzle. I also got a strong reaction from the Senate. And following the article, several key senators, including Barack Obama, Barbara Boxer, Joseph Lieberman, and the Republican Kit Bond have called for an investigation of this personality disorder scandal.
And these investigations are it's not far off, is it?
Well, no. You know, one step at a time here. I'm not sure exactly how things are going to progress. But with the Senate taking action and the House striking a note of interest, the onus for action really falls now on the Surgeon General. You could say the eye of the hurricane is over her office. Acting Surgeon General Gail Pollack, at first she said that she was ignorant of the 22,500 soldiers affected by this personality disorder scheme. Then when presented a stack of cases, including Specialist Towns, she said she was going to do a review. 5 months later, they came back and said they had done a thoughtful and thorough review, and they determined that all of the diagnoses were correct. That includes Specialist Town, whose deafness was seen as a personality disorder that includes Richard Dykstra, whose bilateral hernia was seen as the result of a personality disorder. Guy, since we last spoke, I've been investigating the case of a soldier who damaged the lens of his eyeball in Iraq. That damage was seen as the result of a personality disorder.
I had that little-known damaged eye. Not a lot of people know about that condition, evidently, being part of a personality disorder.
Yes, certainly. Apparently it's very rare.
So rare I never heard of it before. 22,500 of them. What do you think? Where's
this
going?
That's just in the last 6 years alone. And this thoughtful and thorough review, I did a touch more digging on it, and perhaps it won't surprise you to find out the review was actually a sham. In their five-month review, they didn't interview a single soldier. What they did do is go back to the doctor's offices where the original false diagnoses were made and ask them whether they got it right the first time. The offices there said, yep, we did. And they considered that a thoughtful and thorough review. I got a note from Lieutenant Colonel Bob Tallman. His memo went even further than Surgeon General Gail Pollock's. He said they had gone back and reviewed all the cases at Fort Carson, where Specialist Town was based, from the last 4 years and found all of those diagnoses to be correct. I called Colonel Tallman and asked him how they could consider this a thoughtful and thorough diagnosis when they didn't interview a single soldier. And he said to me, well, I'm not really sure that we can. And he said, let me be clear with you. I didn't write this memo, and I have no knowledge of its contents.
Wait a minute. Let me stop you for a minute. This memo, where did it come from? It came from his office.
It's signed by Lieutenant Colonel Bob Tallman, spokesman for the U.S. Army. He told me that they like to stamp his name and his office on memos that address issues of Army relevance.
Oh, my God.
But he had no involvement in it. He pointed me to the person who did, Gail Pollock's press secretary, Cynthia Vaughn. And after 21 phone calls, I finally broke through to Ms. Vaughn and was able to get an explanation of this review from her. An explanation I think will chill many of your listeners. She said that the reason they didn't interview any soldiers was because these dismissals and diagnoses happened a few months ago, and Ms. Pollock didn't feel that there would be any medically valid information that the soldiers would have to share today. Now, certainly, if Specialist Town had been deaf before joining the Army, he might have remembered that.
You would think.
You would think.
You might.
If his commanders had thought him too ill to serve, they might have had some thoughts about watching him earn 12 medals for his performance. But Ms. Pollock didn't feel that way, and so they completed the review without interviewing a single soldier.
And supposedly this review is through the doctors that made the diagnosis in the first place.
That's right. They admitted up front that they didn't do the review, that it was farmed out to Fort Carson, which is the seems to be the epicenter of these false diagnoses.
And whoever made any false diagnoses, of course, they're going to step forward and say, "Yeah, I really screwed up," or "I wanted that." This is so outrageous.
Oh. Yes, well, you know, Colonel Stephen Knorr has been known for rubber stamping his doctor's false diagnoses. He's the head of the Evans Army Hospital's psychological division, they did try to assure me that the doctors who did the diagnoses were not the doctors who did this review. But when I pressed on that point, the panel of expert health reviewers got shrunk to just one person. It became the one person who did the review. They refused to release the identity of that one person. But everybody involved in this believes that it is Colonel Knorr. Guy, you might remember Colonel Knorr from my article. Mm-hmm. He was the one who said that in making the original diagnoses, his doctors didn't need to talk to the soldiers or their families to determine that this was a pre-existing condition before the soldiers joined the Army, because those soldiers and those families didn't have the keen psychological insight that he and his doctors did, so talking to them would be of little value. I have found out in recent days that Colonel Knorr, in his capacity as a psychiatrist, was also actively involved in producing personality disorder diagnoses. So I've gone back to the Surgeon General and given her an opportunity to retract that part of her statement.
Are you holding out any hope that she'll answer you?
You know, who's to say? I think as pressure builds from the House and from the Senate, there'll come a point where all of these officials can no longer get by with no comment. That point has not yet come. And I think about the Walter Reed scandal. You'll recall that with the Walter Reed Hospital scandal, when the disheveled conditions there were discovered, the Pentagon reacted in two ways. First, it accepted the retirement of Surgeon General Kevin Kiley, mm-hmm. and it hired public relations firm LMW Strategies with a $100,000 no-bid contract to put a positive spin on the Walter Reed scandal. It'll be very curious to see how they handle Gail Pollack, the current Surgeon General, in the wake of this $12.5 billion scandal.
Now, the Senate's gotten involved. You mentioned Obama and Boxer and Lieberman and maybe another one that I forgot. How far are they going to go with this?
I can't say. I think there's certainly a lot to dig into. I know that all the veterans groups that I've been speaking with, all they want is to allow these wounded soldiers to sit in front of the Senate and tell their story on camera, directly to the American people.
Oh, they should. I hope and pray they get the chance to do that, because this is frankly, is an outrage like none other I think I've heard during the. We've got the Tillman affair and all that, but with 22,500 soldiers involved is just beyond the pale. It really is. Well, I'm sure glad you're following up on this, and I know you're going to continue after it. I hope you get some more answers.
I hope I do, too. I think there's certainly a lot of answers to be found. I've been working on this for 7 months now, and there's certainly a lot of uncovered territory. To go back to the Senate review, they're investigating, they're seeking an investigation on the personality disorder aspect of this, but there's also the malingering aspect, which is Army speak for faking it. Dr. Richard Purdy, the audiologist at Fort Carson, accused Specialist Town of faking his hearing loss, and he's one of thousands to have that happen. So soldiers are really faced with a Hobson's choice. Either they ignore their own injuries and try to just suck it up as best they can, or they go in and face the hospitals, try to get treatment, try to avoid the 513 personality disorder discharge, and even then they're accused of faking their illnesses to avoid service.
after volunteering for service and serving and being in I almost said Vietnam again. And I do that all the time, and I swear to God I don't mean it. But being in Iraq and having this happen and to come home and have this whole set of circumstances happen to Specialist Town and 22,500 others is just it's one of the biggest outrages I've heard in this entire horrible saga of the Bush War in Iraq. But somewhere, one of the senators, or two, or maybe all of them, has got a copy of your nation's article sitting in front of them, I think.
They do. They do. It's a troubling situation. No one can say what's going to happen from here. I think a lot of it's just going to depend on how much public pressure is brought to bear. If any of your listeners aren't familiar with the article, you're certainly urged to go read it. All you have to do is go to thenation.com or go to Google and type in how Specialist Town lost his benefits. There has been a strong public reaction. Type in Specialist John Town on the internet right now, and you get over 2 million Google hits.
Oh. Okay.
People know about him, and I know that community groups have been reaching out to him on a local level. From the Veterans of Foreign Wars in his community to, I heard just the other day that Dave Matthews, the rock and roll star, mentioned him at a local concert. And now the Dave Matthews fan club, ants, as they like to be called, they are now putting up a collection for him.
Oh, man.
We'll see where that goes.
This story kind of hits home with me because I don't know if I mentioned to you before or not, but Specialist John Town's hometown is extremely close to where I'm from, and I have, and also the Dayton VA hospital. I had a friend that I took down there for care at least a dozen times, so I follow this closely, and I'm thrilled about it that something's getting done for once. Somebody getting involved like yourself and writing a story and exposing this has really done some good. And you, Joshua, you got to feel really good about this.
I do. I think it's a long leap from helping him to those other 22,000. And mind you, those 22,000 are just the ones who were discharged with this personality disorder. There are thousands and thousands of others who were able to slide their way into a different discharge after receiving that fake personality disorder diagnosis. Whether it was someone who fought successfully for the opportunity to go before a med board and get his disabilities recognized, or in many tragic cases, soldiers who just couldn't wait that long and ended up being booted out for, say, marijuana possession.
Yeah. Well,
or,
you know the old saying, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, and certainly we've taken a step. Somebody here might want to ask a question. Are you up to taking a question here?
Absolutely.
Hang on a second here. We'll see what... Hi, you're on the Guy James Show. Do you have a question for Joshua?
Yes, I do. Hi, Guy. This is Phil up in Daytona Beach. How are you?
Good.
Joshua, I want to thank you for doing this article and doing the research. His local VA, not VFW, rather, they're going to bat for him, but there is still an entire country full of VFW posts with guys that will follow this commander-in-chief, over a cliff, And I think we as individuals support the troops. We have to support the troops in actual action, and I'm glad you mentioned the link to the story here. Those of us listening could actually print it out, look in our local telephone book and find the VFW post, stick it in an envelope and say, are you guys for the troops or are you still backing the criminal, the guy that's hurting them? We can do stuff like that. I wonder how much physical time it would take. A 39-cent stamp, the time to print it out off your printer and drop it in an envelope, I think it could be done in a half hour's time.
I think it's actually even easier than that with the Internet.
Uh-huh.
Simply an email would do.
I'm talking about these Yahoos in your local VFW post in any town America who are still running around in the way between truth and justice, defending these criminals in the White House. You know, what can we do in the other 50 states that I'm suggesting an action? These guys don't look on the Internet. They're in there with their pickup trucks and their beer and calling anyone of us who actually standing up for these troops communists. You know, it's still happening, at least up here in this part of Florida.
Well, exposure is the big thing, Phil, and this is going to get a lot of exposure from Joshua's article. Hey, Phil, thanks for your call. Joshua, I want to thank you for coming back on and getting this all out again. This is a great start to getting something done about this, and I'm thrilled about it. And I know there's a long way to go, but you got the ball rolling, and I'm extremely proud of you for that.
No, I appreciate that, guys. The best in journalism to try to make a stamp somewhere.
Absolutely, and I'd say you've done it, my friend. Joshua, thank you for being on the program.
Thanks a lot.
Bye now. It's good to hear some good news. I have been following this, and honestly, I haven't had any correspondence with Josh since he's been on the show. But to hear that Specialist Town is now getting his benefits and all, doggone it, that's a big victory, and I'm very, very happy about that, and I know many of you are happy to hear it as well. What are we going to do? I guess we're going to pause for a break right now, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go away.